Welcome to Battle Pets with Aludra and Kephis. This is episode 10. I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am. And with me is Kephis, your friendly neighborhood monk.
This is Kephis, your friendly neighborhood monk.
Yes, we've established that.
I wanted to establish it with a firm foundation.
Ah, well, I am sorry. My foundation isn't firm enough! So, Kephis, what have you been up to this week in World of Warcraft? Or anywhere, really. What have you been up to this week in gaming? Because, let's face it.
Indeed. Well, in Warcraft, I finished my dailies, which is awesome. Thank God. Thank God. I'm done. I'm finally done.
With all of them?
No more running. Yes. No more running torches.
What?
No, not the anglers.
You can't finish all of them.
Not the anglers. They don't count. But everybody else, I'm done.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not fair. No. I'm calling shenanigans.
To be fair, I play games a lot. I spend a lot of time gaming. I don't have a wife or kids or a job, so gaming is what I do most of the time.
It's okay, and you totally work. So don't even try.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm proud of the fact that I get to game a lot. I've been doing a lot of gaming, actually, just not so much in WoW this past couple weeks. I've been raiding. That's pretty much my focus now. I'm at the point, gear-wise, where I'm just ready to just raid every week, and leveling alts will get there when time comes, and I'm waiting for 5.1 to do more stuff with my main outside of the raid. And as you guys heard last time in our last show, I've caught pretty much every pet that you can catch. You and I caught the little Scorpid out in Tenaris because our friends in AIE let us know that it was up.
Yes, thanks, guys. They totally announced a sandstorm. I wasn't even in game, and I got word about this sandstorm going on. That was pretty epic. That was pretty special.
Yeah, so I've caught pretty much everything that I really feel like catching. The two I have left that I can catch right now are the Minfernal out in Fellwood, and then the stupid one out in Ice Crown still that I can never think of the name and will never catch.
Scourge Derpling.
Thank you. Scourge Derpling. I freaking hate you.
Scourge Derpling. You're going to name him that, aren't you? You're going to catch him and name him that.
I want to name him Scourge Derpling because he's a jerk. He looks cool. Doing that,
and my kids are so say.
Right? Nice. Yeah, that's perfect.
He has a move called Darkness. I mean, come on.
Yep.
It's really cool because the naming even let me have the proper umlauts and such. So
awesome.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've been playing a lot of Black Ops 2 that came out last week. And before all you haters jump on me, because holy crap, dude, I announced on Twitter that I'm playing Black Ops. And it's like, you've got the MMO crowd and you've got the mainstream crowd. And it's like, they just can't, you can't be part of both, man. You just can't. Mm-hmm. You can't. It's like Coke and Pepsi, Republican and Democrat. It's like, yo, hey, I fit in everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? I play everything.
Yeah.
And I'm cool. I'm cool with that, you know. So, but I've been having fun with that, and I've still been playing WoW. So, and the world hasn't ended. That's next month, and I'm still alive, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. So I've been doing that, and I also been going retro lately. I found a local game shop that I didn't know existed, and it's not like GameStop with all the new stuff. They have old stuff, man. Like everything from Atari to like they even have arcades. And there are, like, Street Fighter 2, like, just crazy legendary stuff. Picked myself up a Super Nintendo and a bunch of games, and I've just been having a blast with gaming this past week. So I am just gaming excited all around right now. I'm having a blast. What about you? What have you been doing?
I've been so sick. It's been absolutely insane. I logged into WoW, and I tried to play it, and I actually got motion sick off the mounts.
Oh.
It was really bad. So I stopped with WoW because, you know, when I'm really feeling bad, that's when you want to do archaeology and you want to get lost in Dire Maul and you want to do all that crazy, stupid stuff, you know? The stuff you don't have the attention span for. But when you're on enough NyQuil, it just seems like fun.
Right?
So, yeah, I apologize in advance if my voice breaks. I'll try to catch it all in editing, but you never know. And so I did what anybody really sick who finds that their mount makes motion sick does. I fired up Civ.
There you go.
And I played hours of Civ, and I built the A-bomb as Gandhi, and that was good. and I bombed people. And then and then as Germany, I got a victory with the arts in the, I built all the world wonders and stuff. And yeah, so I didn't take over through an iron fist in Germany. No, no, I had to do it nice and peacefully through my art projects and my crafts. Because, yeah, duh.
Way that's to be how I ironic, play Civ. Yo.
Yeah, apparently that's how I play Civ. And then when I started feeling better, I started really playing Skyrim and Hearthfire and the one before that. What was it called? With the vampire. Dawnguard. I played a lot of Dawnguard. That? Yeah.
How's Hearthfire, by the way?
Hearthfire, you know, my husband got it. My son found out that we had enough MS points left on the Xbox to get it over there. I played on the computer because my computer's awesome. And they played on the Xbox, so we never have to fight over who's playing Skyrim. It's beautiful. It works for my family. So my son saved up his own money. He got it for the Xbox. And my husband sometimes buys Microsoft points for old arcade games. And he found there was just enough points left over from one of my husband's last big spending sprees to get himself the expansion. And so he begged his dad, and he was like, yeah, whatever, it's not enough points for anything real, so go ahead and have it.
Yeah.
The next day, he's like, I think I'm going to play this. I'm going to try this out. And he gets a thing, it's like land grab. He's like, all right, whatever. Goes through, and he's like, oh, okay, I can build a little house and just see what it's about. 2 hours later, he's like, honey, look, here's where the library's going to be, and here is my farm, and here's nice. This, yeah, and I built this bed all by myself, and I knew I was going to like Hearthfire, because it's the sort of thing I like doing. I like building furniture and decorating a house and doing all that. I have endless mods on my PC for doing just that. So I'm really excited that I'll be able to lose these endless mods on my PC.
Right.
But he's dragging me over there. Look, I planted this and now it is growing and this is my chicken and I'm going to go adopt a kid later because that seems pretty cool. And
that's awesome.
I'm just going, okay. So it really does have something unexpected for you, I guess. I mean, we don't like anything alike in games. I'm surprised we can play WoW together. And again, he plays it entirely different than I do. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's really great to see him so excited about something. Because, you know, I play The Sims. I play all these little games that are similar. So I was really excited to see him. Look, I planted a cabbage!
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Skyrim has added player housing?
Yes, player housing in Hearth, in this last one, Hearthfire. And you can adopt children from the orphanage.
Hey, Blizzard. So... you taking notes yet?
And
can you
then,
hear it now?
Right. And so then the I fired up Star Wars because it went free to play. Then I got mad at Star Wars because everything seemed to cost extra money. Like, actual real money. Yeah. I was like, oh, you want an extra action bar? That'll be so many coins. I'm like, what?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. If you want to customize your character's looks so you don't look like you've been shopping in the Tatooine Salvation Army, yeah, that'll be some extra coins. You want to customize your pet? Yeah, he's my pet. You want to customize his look? Yeah, that'll be some extra coins. You want to use your titles? That'll be some extra coins. And I'm so angry about it. And everybody's like, well, you were a subscriber, right? You should have all these coins. I'm like, nope. They didn't give me jack squat.
Mm.
And I went, oh, fine. You know what? All right. So I'm playing this game for like 2 hours. You know, running around. I was on the Republic side. I was a Jedi, I had 2 lightsabers, I'm running around screaming, to hide your helm was extra coins. That pissed me off a lot. And so...
well done.
Yeah, to hide your helm. Yay, come on. And everybody's like, but you should have all this stuff. And no, that didn't happen. And so, but I spent so much time just running between quest givers, trying to turn in my quests. I had 4 quests to turn in, and it took me half an hour to get to everybody to turn in my quest. I'm like...
to put in your password, you have to give them coins. To log in, you have to give them coins.
No, to put in my password, I had to call their number.
Oh, right? That's even worse. Any MMO that wants to do a free-to-play model, just look at Guild Wars 2. If you do anything different, you're doing it wrong. Guild Wars 2 has got the right idea.
I want to play that one.
Yeah, they're doing it right. You can do everything. You can do everything. Everything that you buy is just nice stuff. It can help you, you know, but it's nice stuff. It's not mandatory. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is some of it is mandatory. I'm sorry, wearing high level gear or even your quest rewards. That's some shenanigans. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's just like, ugh. So yeah. Like, I got an afternoon out of it. But even my husband, he re-rolled a tune, and by level 5, he's getting stuff as quest reward option that he can't get because of the paywall at level 5.
Thanks for letting me know that. I'm going to delete that game from my drive now.
No problem. Well, after the show. No problem.
After the show.
Well, yeah, don't do it now. You'll freeze, and then you'll drop, and then I'll be mad.
Take that, EA.
All right. But we've got a game we want to talk about, right? A game we want to play to talk about. So let's move on to that. Yay.
Reporting live from Pandaria. We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
5.1 is still not out. In spite of much rumoring and, in spite of much rumors and speculation, we are still not quite yet to the awesomeness that is the 5.1 patch, or as I like to call it, pets. Yeah, Brawler's Guild, I don't care. It's about the pets. A recent interview with, what is this guy's name?
Ian Hazakostas.
Sure, with that guy, claims that the patch is coming soon.
We love you, Ian.
Yeah, we do love you, Ian, but who didn't see that one coming? Come on.
Right. I didn't, because I don't see anything.
You see lots of things.
Yep.
You can read the patch notes.
Indeed.
You can read the show notes. You see it.
Yep.
For more of this interview, as well as some other fun stuff that they're talking about, check our show notes. We'll have the link to it.
So what do you think? When is your prediction for 5.1?
5.1? December.
You think so?
I'm going to say mid to late.
I'm going to say this time next week we'll be in patch 5.1.
Really?
Or patch. Patch.
Not fatch, but patch.
Yeah.
I'm going to say December.
That's a good guess. Yep, I think it's soon. World of Warcraft is offering another collector's edition pet. So if you want the Baneling, you're going to have to pay extra for the Heart of Swarm collector's edition. That's StarCraft 2, by the way. Totally uncool, right?
Right.
Believe it or not, this guy is a magic pet, comes at rare quality, is completely untradeable, and has a unique ability just for him called Baneling Burst, also known as Self-Destruct.
Yep. Yep, they couldn't give it to our balloons, but they gave it to this guy.
Right? Well, that'd be awesome.
For more information about the Baneling, and if you want to see the stats on this guy and his abilities for yourself, we'll have another link for that in our show notes as well. Now, Kef and I have noticed this crazy bug that is driving us totally insane, where if you use the heal given to you in the pet battle journal, your pets don't always heal to full. And the higher level your pet is, the less likely it is to do this. It's been making us angry, because it's all you need to do is to be leveling or taking on a master, and then you hit the button, and boom, you're actually short 200 health where you should be. Because you just trust the button, you know what I mean?
Don't trust the button.
Don't trust a button. No word on it yet if or when this bug will be fixed. So send your bug reports today if you notice this happening. Because making us pay 10 silver each and every time kind of adds up. Not quickly, but it still adds up.
Plus you have to fly there, and if you're out in the middle of you know how many times this has screwed me over?
because it's really gotten bad on my characters. Like, I'll lose, and I'll go, oh, okay, I know what to do now. And I'll hit the button, and I'll just jump right in, because it's what you do. Because I have my button on my hotbar. And so I'll hit it, and I'll just jump back in, and everybody will be down by anywhere from, 300 points on up through. And, yeah, that matters. That's me coming in with a hit already. That's not cool.
It is horrible. It does. It need fix it. Please fix it. Please. Because I don't know what else to say about it. Just fix it.
Yes, please. I put in a bug report for it.
Yep. Me too. Oh, sad news. But I don't know. Well, let me get going. Calm down.
You're too excited about this.
I know. I am really, actually really excited about this one. Blizzard has announced that the Cinder Kitten is coming, and 100% of the proceeds earned will be going towards the Red Cross's Superstorm Sandy response, which is awesome, dude.
Yeah, that is really cool, and it's just such a cute face.
It is cute. He's adorable. He's like the most adorable pet that I've ever seen.
Yep.
He's going to be $10, just like most, all the other pets. And we don't know exactly when he's coming, but we think it's going to be in 5.1.
Send all donations to Eludra and Kephis, too. No.
Right.
Send all your bonus Cinder Kittens, too.
To us.
I
want to get one.
Yeah, I probably will as well.
I love this stuff, man. I love charities. It's cool. It's cool of them to do this.
Yeah, you get a bonus, and you're helping out another cause, too.
Absolutely. It's really awesome. And, you know, we knew about the Cinder Kitten before this unfortunate storm happened. And it's like on the ball, they just went, bam, let's do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure they probably had a charity in mind beforehand, I'm assuming. You know, they maybe had set it up this way. You know, but still, it's still awesome either way that they were going to do this. And that's just me speculating, just like, you know.
Let's see. This would be their third pet that they've done this with from the store. The first one was the
monk.
The Pandaren monk, and then they did it with the Cinarian hatchling. So that, or the little Cinarian mini mount thing.
Yep.
Little that dude. went to Japan tsunami. Yeah. And so this will be their third. So that's awesome.
Way to go, Blizz! Definitely, I love when the gaming community can participate in charity. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Like Child's Play every December.
Yeah. I think it's great.
All right. Now, moving on from the good vibes and the happy feelings to a segment of the show that we haven't pulled out in ages. Folks, I bring to you Grudge Match.
Bring it on.
No, you bring it on.
Grudge Match update.
Don't make me break out my Hulk Hogan on this one.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I could. I don't even know right now. So the focus of this grudge match is all about the PvP battles. To start off, we want to remind you that you can actually queue up for PvP pet battles by clicking the button on the bottom right-hand corner of your pet journal.
Yep, that'll get you in a queue for an opponent. Now remember, when you're in this battle, you won't be able to talk to them or anything, and you're going to go to a random location. Ooh. Your pet's levels, once you're in the queue, are averaged together, and your opponent is searched for. This means you, with your team of level 14s, because we all play fair, can and probably will find yourself on a team made up of two level 16s and a level 13. This, sadly, is working as intended.
Sadly, yes. That's not fair.
It's kind of irritating.
Yes. You want to know what's even more irritating than that?
Hmm.
Are the lame butts that keep quitting when they know they're going to lose. That's irritating. Stop it.
Yes. Yeah, guys. Seriously. Come on.
It's like rage quitting. It's like plug pulling, you know, like, oh, well, he's got three pets that are better than mine, and he just got a critical hit. I'm leaving because I'm not going to win. That's, not only is that totally lame, but you're also taking out the idea or the possibility that you could come back and win this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You never know, dude. You never know.
No, you really do never know. I win battles like this all the time because people get all stupid overconfident. Don't just think going in that you can win, because that cute Pandaren, that's probably me, okay?
Right.
I fight against people, and sometimes I'll re-queue for a battle even if I lost, because, you know, hey, you can't win them all, guys. You really can't. And it's crazy to think that you will have the perfect record. Blizzard doesn't track losses. I will re-queue, and if I get the same guy, it is on, because I know their moves. I know their team. You don't get to talk to the guy. You probably didn't even look at them, but when you see the pets and their crazy names, you know who you're fighting against. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, now I know what to do. Now I know what tricks you have, because honestly, guys, a lot of players are one-trick ponies. They play mm-hmm. the same pets the same way in the same order. And if you can exploit that, even with the same team, it's like they're telling you what they're going to hit before they hit it. It's awesome. Yep. And then, you know, with my team of 15s, I can beat your 17, 17, 12. Well, then, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Ha, ha.
You know, and you said that they don't track, and I was actually thinking about this. Maybe they should track wins and losses, because...
And disconnects? It's like,
and, yeah, actually, I was going to say that. Number of times forfeited. Because, like, compare this to, like, another game, which is a completely different playstyle, but, like, in Black Ops I've been playing, if you leave a game, they say, this will count as a loss on your record. Mm-hmm. And they keep record of... They have your kill-death record, so the amount of times you killed someone versus the amount of times you've been killed, and they have a win-loss record for your games. Maybe they should do that. Like, here's the amount of times you've won, the amount of times you've lost, and the amount of times that you've forfeited. So you mm-hmm. play someone, maybe a tooltip says, has that over their tooltip, oh, this guy's forfeited like 5,000 times. What a jerk. You know, like, because you know that if someone forfeits a bunch of times, that they're the type of person that's going to pull something like this. And, it's not a big deal because you get the win, but it's not, I mean, it's not fun when people forfeit. Mm-hmm. You know, like right off the bat, you don't even get to play the game. Like, you know, come on.
That's or maybe not a even... cooldown. I ran away, just like in PvP.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, the forfeit makes sense. Like, you know, if you're down, like the other guy's got like all three of his pets and he just annihilated like two of yours and your last dude's like, you're like, I'm done. There's no way. That's different. You know, forfeiting isn't bad. It's there for a reason. But when you're doing it right away, like right away, it's like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, that's not gamesmanship. It's not fun. It kills the experience.
It really does. Guys, come on, just stick it out. Even, you'll never know what you'll learn. Yes, winning is fun and winning is awesome, but you learn more by battling it out and those close calls and those crushing losses and those amazing wins. And, you know, if you just steamroll everybody, what's the point?
Yep.
No, I stick it out. I make it a point to. If I queue up for PvP, I'm taking my lumps. And that goes for PvP pet battles. That goes for accepting a duel. That goes for actually queuing up for a PvP battleground. Yeah, yep. I'm going to die 50 times. I know this going in. But I'm there for a reason. So. Sure.
Yeah, and I've lost many pet battles, too. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to come on here like, oh, I'm Kephis, part of the battle pets potty. I get whipped, dude, a lot.
Yeah, me too. There are several people in our server. I don't know if it's like Battle Group Ride or whatever, but several people in our server who have, in fact, beaten Aludra. Do they know it? No. But, because, you know, that cute panda totally wasn't me.
right.
There's a lot of cute pandas. Now, I will say that to date, I have not lost to an alliance.
Oh, take that.
Yes, I have not lost to an alliance, but there's this orc out there. I think he's a Death Knight. Man, you suck.
Right? Oh, I hate that, queuing up with the same guy that just... I had that happen to me. This guy had, like, the perfect team against mine. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, he got me. I queue up again, and I fight the same guy. I'm like, really? So he whipped me again. Yeah,
but now you kind of know what he's going to do.
Yep.
So even if you don't win, you come closer and you make him think, oh, God, my team's not as good as I thought. Oh, my God. And then he wrecks his own team and you get the victory in the end.
Right. It was fun, though. That's the point. It was still fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it still is.
I didn't quit. I didn't forfeit right off the bat.
Yeah, and it's also fun to experiment and see what works for you, because what works while catching pets and leveling, totally different for PvP.
Team building.
All right. So talking about that now, let's talk about building that team in our next segment, team building.
Team building.
All right, guys. So we are asked a lot of the time what the best team out there is. What is that magical pet team combination that will allow me to steamroll, that will allow me to catch any pet, that will allow me to do anything? So we're going to make it clear and go on the record again, once and for all, however you want to hear it. This is a very big side game. It is on par with PvP and PvP Battlegrounds. There is no one team to rule them all. Sorry, guys. Sure. There's no magic combination that will ensure that you will raffle stomp every single opponent you ever meet.
Why would there be one pet that's better than everybody else? That'd be horrible.
Yeah, because everybody would want just that one, and he'd be the cornerstone. And when that one died in PvP or something, or in your pet battle, you'd quit because he was the one.
We're too used to, in WoW, we're too used to the what's the one spec, or what's the one item, or what's the one thing I need for the...
What's the best in slot?
Right, exactly. It's weird, because I don't get asked, like, Kef, what is your team made up of? I get, what's the team to get? And I'm like,
I get whispers from that all the time. Hey, I'm just starting pet battles, and I want some advice. It's like, yes, please, ask me anything. I am here for you, fellow guildie or fellow realm mate or whoever it is. And it's always the same thing. What's the best pet?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's your favorite? Go with him.
Yeah.
And if you don't like him, then switch him out.
Right. They go off on saying, like, oh, well, it's mechanical. You know, all the mechanical pets are the best. I've whipped mechanical pets a lot.
Dragons are the best. Oh, dude, I can munch a dragonkin for breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely. I take dragons down all the time. There is no one class. There is no one pet that's the best.
It's what do you want to play? Do you want flying types? Do you want one to match your outfit? I mean, you can build your team with anything, and you can have just as much fun. There is no... perfect team, and if Blizzard ever made a perfect team, that's probably when I'd be finished with pet battles, honestly.
Yep, it defeats the point. The pet battle system is highly situational, and it takes a bit of practice and time to understand some of the finer points, like class differences.
Or family differences. I meant tried families.
Yeah, right. Class, family, type.
Now you can get add-ons and mods to help you with this. And they'll help you learn more quickly, but you still need time. Just like how it took you time to understand your rotation and time to understand what your spec was talking about. It just takes a bit.
Which is a good thing, because it takes a long time to level these guys up.
Really does, but you get a sense of... I mean, my first team switched out from the beginning to the end. My first team to hit 25 looked nothing like my first team that I was playing with.
Mm-hmm.
And in the time it took me to level to 25, I just changed them out and discarded them.
Really, if you really want any advice on this, it's to have multiple pets of different types. And you kind of keep them up a few levels with you.
Yep.
Because I wouldn't advise leveling all of them from one unless you enjoy this kind of leveling system. Which I want to be honest, I personally do not. I find it very tedious. It is very grindy. Just, you know, again, it's the same problem I had with Pokemon. You know, it's the same, or Final Fantasy, or any of those turn-based games, is there comes a point where you have to grind up levels. I think that's why people prefer collecting more than pursuing the system itself, is because the collecting is fun. Believe me, I know. But the leveling, it takes time. So take your time with it, and don't rush. Don't burn yourself out.
No, totally. But then again, I know people who not only enjoy leveling pets, they'll level them for other people for a small fee. And I'm like, wow, man, you're going to be gold capped in no time.
Right? That's pretty smart.
That is. So, when you're out there collecting your pets and seeing what works for you, you're mostly going to run into critters out in the wild. They're just the biggest family. But the other pets out there are worth the work and the digging around to find them. The rare spawns, the ghosts, the three humanoids in-game, they're all worth searching out. Not only for achievements, but just for the balance and the fun factor of getting them all.
And we've also mentioned a lot of mods that can help you find them. And websites. Was it Warcraft Pets?
Warcraft Pets is really good. WoWhead has a very comprehensive list.
Yep.
Yeah, so there are so many sites out there that want to help you.
And it's exciting, too, when you find, like, the rare ones especially, like we talked about this to death last time, but you know, when you find those rare ones, it's fun. Like, it's really exciting, you know, to find the ones that you haven't been able to find yet. That's why I'm still looking for the ones I haven't found.
It's raining on Junguro Island! Run!
Right, port me now!
Oh god, I need a mage! You guys have a warlock!
Yeah, right.
Sandstorms! I'd never seen a sandstorm in Tanaris before I got the call to jump into game. I've never seen one. It was insane. I've never seen the sand. I mean, I've kind of seen it, but not like that. I think they upped the graphic or something. It's really something different.
It added to the excitement of going out there and getting that thing.
Oh, man. I got there barely in time, too, guys. I landed. I saw one. I grabbed it. It was a green or a blue. I don't know. I don't care. But as soon as I was in the battle, I heard the sandstorm stopped. So I was strutting.
That was awesome. That was crazy.
They're worth the pursuit. It's so much more fun that way. You know, I mean, there's a million little dung beetles and stuff around Ogrimmar. And yeah, you can totally spend an afternoon looking for that blue quality one. But they're always going to be there. It's this great accomplishment, and you're all happy and excited, and you can't wait to try them out, so you do immediately.
That's the real fun part of the system right there is mm-hmm. finding the rare pets. That's probably my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
Even though there are two that are driving me crazy right now.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, I know, but just sorry they're driving you crazy.
Oh. Some pets have unique move sets. This means that the combination of moves or abilities available to them are not found on another pet. Look at your collection and see if there's not a pet that might be more fun to play with or level based upon what he will learn.
Now, this is an interesting part of the game, and I don't think it's one everybody considers. But there is a database out there. Let me see what it's called. It's petbattlearena.com. Now, this is not a finished database. There's a lot of pictures missing. There's a lot of things that can be updated and such. So I don't use it that often. But what it's really great for is you can search for a pet and it'll tell you if this guy has a unique moveset. Which is really handy when you consider there are like 20 snakes in the game. If you're going to level a snake, you want to level one that's a bit different from the rest.
Right. I think there are a lot more pets that I'm going to check out when I can upgrade them to blue.
Wait, if you can upgrade them to purple, I want to know about this.
That's my secret weapon.
Yeah. Yeah, the only mini infernal I was ever able to catch, and now the hunt is really on for these guys. Oh my gosh, was a gray. So yeah. I have a gray mini infernal, and I'm not leveling him, which it really bums me out. I'd really love to level him, but he's a gray quality. He's going to get smashed in anything I throw him in.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. Now I'm just hoping to get, I'm waiting for the stones to really focus on him.
Yep. It'll be fun to get back in there when they have this new stuff. And just, I went into Karazhan the other day just to have fun. And I was thinking, man, when the new stuff comes and we get to go into these old raids again to get these pets, it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. I am so looking forward to these raiding pets.
When the patch comes, I'm excited just to build my team even further with new pets and pets that I can upgrade to blue that I have already, but I haven't touched. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm excited.
Yeah. Ah, lame. My voice is kind of quitting on me. Sorry. But no, I'm looking forward to it as well. Like I said, my mini infernal, he's not leveled. Well, that's not fun.
Yeah.
I want my mini infernal leveled. I want to check him out. He's supposed to be one of the coolest pets in the game, and I can't play him because he's a great quality. So I want to do that, and I want to see if maybe I can build a better team with him, or if I can maybe have a situation where he's the ideal pet. It's just, I want to play with some of these pets, and I can't till 5.1, and I'm really irritated about that. You know, and then there's Kaiser Soze chilling over there. I can't play with him because I've got a gray one and a white one.
Right.
You know, they're cool, don't get me wrong, but right now you can't even really level them in pet battles without being at a disadvantage. As soon as you come across that wild green, it's like, oh, you're out. You're out.
Yeah.
Bye. So,
Yeah, the only thing we need is a rare candy glitch.
Yeah, right? I'd buy a million rare candies, man. Or every time you get a pet to level 25, it gives you a rare candy.
Right.
Or 5. Yeah, every 5 levels you get a rare candy.
The hat will be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't want to level right now because I want the hat.
Yeah, it'll be a little easier.
But at the same time, you can't just get it. That's work. Right.
Yeah, it's work. A lot of work.
So much work. But I'm willing to do it.
Sure. Anything to make the leveling grind a little bit faster.
All right, now that we've whined about everything under the sun and everything, it's going to be our show for tonight. Short show, but then there's not really much to say in this, the kind of ambiguous gray zone for 5.1. I kind of hope you're right, Kef. I'm kind of hoping that it comes out much more early than I anticipated, simply because we need to talk about more stuff. There needs to be more news, and they're holding it all back for 5.1. So, we'll see.
Yep.
If you would like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and wherever it is we post this thing. We don't even know. You can follow us on Twitter. Kefis is at TheKefis, and I am at Aludra_AIE. Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane. Thanks for listening.
Now I'm going to go find the rare candy glitch.
Yes! Let's glitch it.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.